Well, hello and welcome back to the Two Kinky Women podcast, where we dish about everything kink. I am your co-host, Midnight Lady, and my partner is Mistress Gabrielle.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're not, great to see you again, or hear you again, or for you to hear us again. So glad you were able to join us. We have a really interesting topic this week, this month, this week. But before we get started, I just wanted to say I am so very, very pleased to mention that this is probably, I think, our 42nd episode, 42 episodes. I mean, wow, that's really something. So that means that we are fast approaching our third anniversary. Hard to believe. But obviously, there's a need out there. There's a need out there for what it is that we do. There's a need for education. There's a need for information. And it just seems to me, like I was saying to you a little earlier, this subject has really taken off. In the past close to 3 years, everybody is talking about the same thing, sex. Is this a reaction to the fact that we couldn't talk about and do very much for 2 years while the COVID thing was raging? Or is it the influence of Gen Z and the millennials wanting more and more information? Or is it that Gen X never had the good information to begin with and just needs to figure out what the hell is going on? But seriously, there's so much happening. Even a news organization like the New York Times is starting a sex column. And their modern love column, I don't know if you read the New York Times, but the modern love column has been presenting all different kinds of kinky subjects as part of their very short modern love story collection by readers of the newspaper. And there's been a couple of very good movies over the past couple of years. This year, of course, the big story is the Nicole Kidman movie that came out. As I understand it, her performance was greatly spoken of. She did an incredible job, but she was not nominated for an Oscar. But talk about BDSM. It is a very kinky story about a woman executive, female executive, who has supposedly a great marriage, but she is not fulfilled. And she embarks on a BDSM relationship with her new intern at her job, which I think is very interesting. I believe the name of the movie is called Baby Girl. In any event, boy, lots of stuff happening here. So that was just a little brief where my head's at these days, trying to keep track of all of the huge amount of information and requests for information and articles and stuff that I've been seeing about polyamory, infidelity, emotional infidelity. There you go, people on the web, on the internet, and all different kinds of aspects of sex and your sexual life. It's quite interesting. Anyway, just a couple of thoughts from me where my head's at these days. This has got nothing to do, or maybe it does, with our topic today. But ML, do you want to talk a little bit about what our topic today is?
Yes. So here on the podcast, we are all about the mindset, right? From episode 1 to episode 42, we always talk about the mindset. And today's episode, today's topic is very much about mindset. So we're discussing specifically the master-slave dynamic and consensual non-consent, total power exchange. Like, what does that even mean? Is it possible to do in this day and age, in this society, in this culture? Is something like a TPE, a total power exchange, even doable? with, all of our busy lives and our busy schedules and kids and aging parents and families and friends and religious obligations or, school obligations if you have school age children, volunteering at the school. So with all of these time grabbers and all of our responsibilities, is the total power exchange relationship even something that we can do? Or and is it, if it's not all the time total power exchange, then can we really even call it a total power exchange? Like, for instance, if it was a virtual where the slave and the master live in two separate states.
Yeah.
Is that even? So that is our discussion today, because we love to think about things and discuss and dissect things. So we're going to start with, like we always do with our episodes, we're going to start with the definition.
A definition of the total power exchange, yes?
Right, like exactly, like what is it? So we always like to start out with like a very textbook style definition.
Okay.
So our definition is this: a dynamic in a relationship where one partner takes the master role and controlling and directing the actions of the other partner slash slave who submits to that person's authority. Now, of course, we have to say this every time we talk about slaves. This is not the slave from, the Civil War era. This is not that. This is a consensual BDSM relationship, two consenting adults, and everything is ironed out. And so please understand that we are not talking about slaves and masters in a pre-Civil War era way. So the interesting conversation that we had when we were researching this topic, because we research all of our topics, found it interesting to what exactly can be done with the TPE if the relationship is in has 100 miles between them, where I live in Pennsylvania, you live in Jersey, you live in Virginia, I live in New York, like you're in different states and maybe 6 hours away from each other. How does that even work? How do you make a total power exchange when you're in two separate states? What do you think?
It's difficult enough to do it when two people are living together, I think. And it's difficult enough to try to make that work for sure if two people live close by but not in the same dwelling. I think under the best of circumstances, a total power exchange agreement between two individuals has to be very specifically determined, written out, directed, regarded, contracted, all of those kinds of things. In other words, you have to be extremely specific in deciding what is controllable by the master and what is not. And you need two people to play this game who are definitely interested in finding out new ways to manifest a TPE and finding ways that just work for them, maybe new ways, old ways, whatever it happens to be. And like so many aspects of the BDSM life, you've got to have a decent imagination. This is always part and parcel of what it is that we do. You've got to have an imagination. You've got to think outside the box. So I'm sure that people do this and they do it successfully, I guess to a point. I find it the kind of thing that would be so personally, okay, that would be so time consuming to operate a TPE from a great distance where you never see or meet with the slave or the master, an impossibility. But I'm sure people do it. I just don't know how they do it successfully.
Oh, I think that there would have to be a huge amount of trust that if the master says no underwear on Mondays, you're not allowed to wear underwear on Mondays to the slave. But the slave is 100 miles away, and the slave could wear underwear if they really want to, because
Right.
the master's never going to know.
Right.
That you're not wearing, that you're wearing underwear when you shouldn't be. So when you have this type of long distance relationship, there has to be a huge level of trust that when you say no underwear is on Monday, no underwear on Mondays, that the slave is going to follow along, is going to do as commanded. And from the submissive, the slave's mindset, since I'm a switch, I could certainly speak to the slave's mindset. They could very well get a kick out of it, and they will agree, to abide by the dominant's edict about no underwear on Mondays. And it gives them like a secret thrill to go to work and not have any, underwear on. And in that case, yes, then it does work. And it works because both people are putting in the effort. Both people are putting in the time. And I think that if you had the case, let's say, of a dominant woman and a slave man, and you tell your slave that he has to wear pink frilly underwear on Tuesdays under his suit and tie, because he's a business executive and he has to wear frilly, girly pink underwear. I bet you he does it. I bet you he does it. I bet you he loves it. I bet you he's standing there talking about sports ball at the water cooler with his
Right.
buds. And I bet he absolutely loves it. So it
Yeah.
can be done. If the mindset is there and the person, the slave wants to play, wants to, follow along. The other things you would have to do, you could do would be like a slave journal, write something in your slave journal every day, or pick a research topic. You could do service etiquette and research that, and then, give me a little report at the end of the week. Text me throughout the day at certain times, and then commands like, well, text me your schedule of that day. Text me what you eat. How much exercise did you get today? Did you make your bed when always make your bed before you leave the house? And then they have to take a picture of the bed made, and so it's there are ways to do it, but only if both people really want to enjoy it and
Yeah.
really want to do it.
Yeah. And of course, today too, we have the technology to be able to follow somebody around with a camera. You can use Zoom or you can use any of the other platforms that are free to use, where you can show somebody your frilly pink underwear that you're supposed to be wearing. Or that the I can watch you make the bed, or I can watch you do a lot of things. We could set up a camera that connects to my smartphone, And I can essentially at any time during the day or the agreed upon hours, which is to observe you via the camera. So there are ways that we can do this. I think the observance through the camera is just one thing that you can do with the technology. And I mean, today you've got stuff like these toys that are remote toys. I can put commands to do certain things with these remote toys that operate via cell signal, and a lot of that kind of stuff can be done. And I can watch it or not watch it with another piece of technology. So I guess what are we saying? When there's a will, there is a way. And even though you may physically not be in the same space, the technology makes it possible for it to seem as if you are in the same space, or at least the technology makes it possible for me to determine whether or not you're doing the things that I tell you to do, whether we're in the same space or not. Because if I'm watching you from a camera and you have your camera on, I can see you when you're driving, grocery shopping, or anything else for that matter. So I guess you could do that. And again, yeah. What you emphasized before is really the truth. The time that would take to set up all of this kind of stuff, you have to be interested enough to want to do it. And so the point being that I think it has to be more than a fetish, satisfier, let's put it that way. A lot of people. A lot of guys into the cross-dressing thing, wearing the pink frilly underwear and things along those lines. That's part of the fetish. That's part of the, I want to be humiliated kind of stuff. How does that work, however, in a TPE is going to be different. So you're definitely going to have somebody, besides the fact that you need to trust, you got to have somebody on the other end of this thing who wants to do it as much as you do and has
That's the
the
mindset.
time. Right, and has enough time to do it, to start it up, to set it up, to do the research that's necessary to use the technology, whatever it happens to be. But I do think that that's the crux of it. You have to be operating with somebody who wants to do it just as much as you do. And frankly, the long distance thing has never been something absolutely fascinating and wonderful for me to get involved in. How do you feel about the distance thing?
It's definitely a challenge, although you and I were doing a long distance thing that was working out beautifully
It was.
before I got sick. And I'm hoping to return to service once again, maybe later this year. Again, it has to do with the mindset. Both people have to
Right.
want to do it.
Right.
And both people have to have the time to do it. Even it was so important to me that you and I were doing it once a week, and I was schlepping my kid all over the place.
Right.
So I made the time because it was important to me, and you made the time because it was important to you. So this is not a relationship that you can do half-hearted or just sort of in the bedroom, but not in the rest of your life. This is not that kind of a relationship. This total power exchange is exactly what it sounds like. It's a whole package. You could have this total power exchange where you need to go and get permission to leave the house or permission to have a treat with dinner, have a dessert with it. Like, you could set up all these rules, your defined set of rules, and then outline them in the contract. Now, again, we say a contract is basically things that the slave promises to do and things that the dominant promises to do as well. So it's mutual. And it's someplace where the slave can remember, that he has to text or she has to text twice a day. And then they have to text, what their schedule is for the day and all these little details, that are listed in the contract, so that they can successfully carry out the service as required by the master. And it's all service. Every
It is.
single thing is all service. It might, what service does it provide for you to text him at or her at 8 a.m. every morning with your schedule? How does that help him? Well, it could help in that if you were living together or close by, you would know that they would have time to do their journaling because they have a 3 hour block in the afternoon. So that is like, okay, well, I want you to do some journaling today and you're on your break. Or you could ask them, you know what? I need you to revise the teaching, handout. I see you have time this afternoon. Could you do that? Could you make the changes? So there is, it's always a service. It's all about service. And in risk, in re what you get in return as the slave is the master's love, the master's affection for you, the rewards that the master gives you for good behavior, the play, of course, if you guys are doing play virtually or doing play in person. So there is great, and the satisfaction of knowing that you're serving your dominant in an excellent way that not only makes you feel good about yourself, but makes them look good and makes their life easier. So
And
you.
the dominant in return is essentially taking care of the slave by fulfilling that slave's desire and need to be of service,
Yes.
to engage with them and allow their slave heart to direct their own activities. And in the
Yes.
meantime, what you are doing is providing that guidance and authority that the slave needs. So does everything have to be in a contract? Can you do this without a contract? I would think that without a contract, it's very unrealistic, extremely unrealistic.
The lines would get blurry. And you could say, well, you're texting him at 9 o'clock, and he's like, well, you're an hour late. No, I'm not. You said 9 o'clock. No, I said 8 o'clock. Well, if you put it in a contract and the contract says 9 o'clock, well,
Right.
then it's 9 o'clock and the slave was correct in it being 9 o'clock and he she texted at 9 o'clock. So it's not just a way to show up your dominant, or it's just a way to remember all the things that you're supposed to remember, because you can't possibly remember everything all the time. It's impossible. Too many things going on.
Right, and I
So
don't think it's practical to think that people are even going to remember everything that's in a contract, which is why there is
write it
there's
down.
you either write it down, and there's an app out there too, right? There's probably more than one, right?
Oh,
Isn't there an
yes.
app out
Oh,
there that helps with this?
obedience. I think it was
Obedience.
called obedience. Yes. And we're definitely going to, after my healing period, We are definitely going to get back into that because that is a phenomenal app. I just did a little
Right.
bit of research with it, but you can put in your slave tasks, and the dominant also has access to the same account and can issue rewards or punishments. You know, if you complete all your tasks for the day or complete all your tasks for the week, they can grant you rewards
What
that
kind of
are, you
rewards
know,
are we talking about? Are they virtual rewards?
it could be virtual, it could be, you know, it would be negotiated with between the dominant and submissive. Maybe the reward is the guy gets to dress up in frilly clothes for the day and girly clothes and walk around his house in girly clothes for the whole day. Or that same thing could be a punishment. I see here that you didn't get, you know, you didn't clean your house or you didn't do this, you didn't get your laundry done or something. Well, now you have to wear girls' pants all, you know, girls' underwear all day.
Right.
You know, especially if they're, you know, a little bit masculine phobic, you know, like. So these things are, you know, negotiated ahead of time. You can also do if they're if the slave likes pain. You could also do a virtual spanking session. You could tell them to get a small paddle that, or a small like rattan stick. I call it evil stick. It's only like 12 inches long. And they could put, you could command them to put nipple clamps on. You can command them to put in, let's say, a butt plug or, something and spank themselves with that little paddle, or use a little evil stick on the nipples that are in the nipple clamps. That's definitely painful.
So
So
essentially,
there are things, you know.
another plus for technology, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, another plus for technology. You know, this obedience app is very interesting to me. I'd like to find out who this these people are or this person is. I saw the app on the Play Store. Be an interesting conversation to have with this person. But anyway, as we were saying, the technology is coming as you were speaking about this. I was thinking to myself, I mean, you could have a camera essentially on somebody 24/7. I mean, you really could. There's no reason why you couldn't. So I guess my point about, well, how total can a total power exchange be when you have a long distance relationship? I guess I need to change my attitude on that because it seems to me just by talking about it with you today, I guess there are ways when we can actually do something along these lines and do it quite creatively. But no matter how creative we want to be, you still got to have the time for it. And we got to keep, I keep emphasizing the time thing because this is where I run into trouble. Okay. And I know other people run into trouble with this too. My friend Tammy Jo Eckhart, who does a time management presentation for people in the scene just to try to determine whether or not you have the time to even have a relationship in the scene, says this all the time. You've got to be able to devote yourself to that other person, particularly if you're looking at being a master in a total power exchange, because how can you take care of someone, body and soul, if you have no time to connect for that person? I mean, you just can't. And when we talk about the master as opposed to the dominant, we're now talking about somebody who has a lot more emphasis on the taking care of the slave, the person on the left side of the slash. Okay. You have to be able to have that time. So you are playing the role of protector, dominant, mommy or daddy, teacher, taskmaster, whatever other descriptive phrase you want to use. You're doing all of those kinds of things. You're also, part-time. This is what anybody in a relationship that is intense does. You have to be a part-time psychologist. You have it to be everything, everything, friend, mentor, mommy, daddy, therapist, teacher, punishment giver, whatever the case may be. So again, I just want to emphasize the whole thing about time, because when you get involved with something like this and you don't have the time for it, you're setting yourself up for the whole thing to evaporate.
Yeah, especially if you go embark on this with someone, let's say someone that you've been known for a while, maybe a couple of years, and you've been playing faithfully a couple of years, and you decide that you want to up this type of dynamic into something like a consensual non-consent and a total power exchange. Unfortunately, there may be a disharmony between how much time the dominant has and how much time the slave wants. The slave might want your attention twice a week, and all you can afford is once every 2 weeks. So that is a huge disconnect that caused a lot of strife in your relationship. Caused a tremendous amount of strife in that relationship, and it eventually ended because it wasn't feasible anymore. And so it did end, and it was not pretty. So you have to be very careful when you go into something like this, that you can devote the time that it takes to have this kind of a relationship with someone. The other thing that you need to understand, I think, and think about is this the right type of relationship for you as the
It is.
dominant and also as the slave? And so for me personally, because I'm a switch and I've been a mistress and I am currently a slave, and I would not do well with the total power exchange because I have trauma in my past, so that makes me very hard to trust, makes it hard for me to trust. So to give up total control takes away my control, which is a trigger for me. So I know going into this relationship that the total power exchange, that is not something that is good for me, would not be healthy for me, and it would not be good for me. And that's okay. There's nothing that says every DS dynamic has to be a TPE. It doesn't have to be that. It's only when you know someone for years and you've been playing with them for years. This is not something you do with the guy you just met in a class a half an hour ago in the dungeon. This isn't pickup play. You can't do a pickup TPE. And that does bring me around to fantasy. How much of this total power exchange fantasy can be lived out realistically? Now, if you live with the person, there are certain circumstances where, yes, I've met people who who live a TPE because they have no children. That makes it
Right.
easy. That makes it very easy when you have no children. You live together with no children. Because that takes a whole realm of responsibility off your plate. No PTA meetings, no, school functions. So that's, and then only one of them works. Maybe the dominant works and the slave stays home and takes care of the house and
Right.
all of the activities that take place in the house. The slave is a stay-at-home worker. And yes, it can work in those circumstances. Where the line gets a little gray is family, aging parents, friends, religious, if you are religious, religious things that you go to church on Sunday, or you go to temple, or go to a mosque, like whatever your religious practice is.
Right.
Are you still a slave when you're in church on Sunday morning? Are you still a slave? Saying you have a no underwear rule on Sundays. Do you
Right.
wear no underwear while you're in church? So all these things have to be ironed out, you know. What if you have to go to the doctor
Yes.
and it's no underwear day? Are you going to go to your doctor's appointment with no underwear on? Probably not, so all these things have to be, discussed or negotiated, and you have to allow for what I like to call zones of autonomy. And that is where the slave is off the clock, meaning they have to get a chest x-ray because they have pneumonia and they need to go
Right.
get a chest x-ray. Well, yeah, you're not going to be wearing your collar, because they're going to make you take it off anyway. So it's like you have to, and then, but then is it really total power exchange then?
Yeah.
So it's this very, like, I know we're probably minutely defining this, but it is a fascinating concept, what the fantasy is. Oh, the fantasy is like having a slave at your feet 24/7, and
Right. Right.
that's a great fantasy. How doable is that fantasy when
Right.
your slave, when you come home from work and your slave is at the doctor's office instead of at your feet?
Right.
So yes, it can be done when both people are really committed to it, both people really want to do it. And it has to be flexible enough and have these zones of autonomy where the slave is off.
Right. But the thing about when we're talking about a total power exchange, we're talking about, the fact that it's continuous outside of the bedroom.
Right,
Okay. It's
right.
now it's across all areas of life. The dominant or the master, right,
Right.
is given by the slave or the submissive the right to make the decisions in regards to any and all aspects of that slave's life. That's what you're
Right.
talking about when you're talking about a total power exchange. So the things that don't work, or the things that you can't give somebody control over, have to be listed out in that contract as well. For example, so and so wants to be in a total power exchange, but so and so does not want me to control his bank account. Okay, right? All
Then,
right.
yeah, then I would not, I would not consider that a total power exchange then.
Okay.
Because total means, total doesn't mean a little bit.
Right.
Total doesn't mean some of the time. Total means, like you said, all the time, 24/7.
How about a partial power exchange? Is there such a thing as a partial power exchange where, because the thing is, I necessarily, in the example I just gave you, I don't want control of somebody else's bank account either. Okay. I don't want to take that degree of responsibility for another human. I did that already when I raised my child. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that with another human being. All right. It isn't for me. Absolutely. Absolutely is not for me. So could you do a partial power exchange, which is essentially the dynamic, is definitely a power exchange, but some of the arrangements I'm reticent about wanting to assume that a lot of people assume takes place in a total power exchange. So can we have a partial power exchange? I don't know.
You
I
can
haven't thought
definitely,
about
oh,
that. Yeah.
you can definitely have a master-slave relationship that only takes place when they visit.
Yeah.
And they visit once a month. And for that one night or that one weekend, once a month, they're master and slave. That's great. That's not a TPE though. You don't have to have a TPE. It's, we were just discussing the, is the reality living up to the fantasy? Is the, is it even possible? Or is this just a thing that's a fantasy
Right.
that you play at? You play at it for the weekend. But then after the weekend's up, the carriage turns back into a pumpkin. We can't really call it a TPE then. So I, on one hand, I'm loath to say that you can engage in a TPE, but on the other hand, reality makes it very difficult to do.
Yeah.
To, 24/7 means, and total means, like you said, everything.
Yeah. But then again, it's not about micromanagement, is it? I mean, if we're talking about everything, it's total power exchange. Are we talking about, particularly in real life, are we talking about micromanaging? I mean, do I have to pick out my sub's clothes every morning?
If
No.
that is something, if that is something that
Unless
you're
that's something I want to do.
right, if that's something you want to agree on to do, then yeah, you could do very well do that. And it could very well be a fun exchange, to have your dominant pick out what you're going to wear that day to go to work, or what you're going to wear that day if you're a homemaker. Anything is really, possible. They could put that remote control butt plug in you, and then you got to go over to Barnes and Noble and buy a book while he's giving you little zaps. So, there are things, but wait, I think the truest definition of a TPE is something that is 24/7. And,
Right.
if you say that that person has to have permission to have breakfast in the morning, or like you could really, yeah, it could really come down to micromanagement if that's what you guys are agreeing upon, if that's what you guys are negotiating.
But it sounds to me like it's rather than doing something like that, it means within the confines of the total power exchange, the master or the dominant knows that they have the right to make every little teeny weeny decision, but they
Correct.
don't, because if they had to do that, they might as well be teaching kindergarten and making a decent living at it.
Right.
So you, as the master, have the discretion to use that authority, right? And when to exercise it,
Yes, and
right?
that statement goes right into my next topic, which was when designing this contract for this total power exchange, you would, as a good dominant who wants to make their slave feel good about themselves, keep their slave in good working emotional and
Right.
physical health, you
Right.
want to capitalize on their strengths.
Right.
So if your slave is a gourmet chef, you're not going to have them outside cutting the lawn.
Right.
You're not going to have them doing the landscaping when, they go outside and you're like, oh, it's nature, get it off. I don't want to be out in nature,
Right. Right.
So you want to focus on your slave's strengths. Say your slave is a bookkeeper, and so you have them balance your checkbook every month.
Right. Or teach a class
Or
on how
teach
to
a
figure
class
out
if they're,
how to yeah, how to figure out a
or
what do you
write.
call it, a profit and loss
Maybe they're
statement.
a good writer. Maybe they're a good
Right.
blog writer and they can
Right.
write a blog. Maybe they're good at parties. Maybe they're good at, graphics. Maybe a digital designer. You really want to find, and then when you come home and that gourmet chef has made a delicious dinner, it's reciprocal. The
Right.
slave feels like, wow, I really impressed him tonight with my coq au vin, and then the dominant is like, this was absolutely delicious, so delicious. Thank you so much. This
Right.
is wonderful. So you
Right.
both get something from it. So that is what I'm saying is don't give them something they're going to suck at. Give them something they're going to be really good at. Now, if
I think, I totally agree with you in regards to that. I see a lot of the things that I find part and parcel of a female-led relationship as guiding how I would set up a total power exchange, because if I believe, and we've discussed it, that it's the best way I function and the best way he functions or she functions, it meets our needs. And those needs are emotional and psychological, right?
yes.
And when you have that much control in the relationship, it's fulfilling the both of you, right? It's how you both
Yes.
function in the best way. When I know that in my relationship, when I lead and he follows, where I set the course in pursuit of a vision of the life we both want, and we know that we both want it because we have the same value system, it fulfills that emotional and psychological need of mine to be a leader and takes all of that responsibility away from him, who has to be a dominant and a leader in the work he does day in, day out, year in, year out. So we're functioning optimally when we're in a female-led relationship, and further, even better when we're in a total power exchange, because given that I am the one who knows what I'm doing, and I've shown in the past that that responsibility is well earned. True? And here comes
Yes.
the other word, trust. You used it before when we first started to talk about the topic, right?
Yep.
Trust, trust, trust. And it's part of the, it's trusting that the person that you are with is going to exercise their authority and their control in a responsible manner
Now,
for their slave and for themselves, right?
I have another thought, another subtopic in this was in a total power exchange, and you both are in this relationship together, and you really want your slave to grow as an individual, a human being, achieve the things they want to achieve in their life. Now, this is not just play in the bedroom or play at a party. This
Right.
is life. This is say they want to become a chef, or they want to become a chocolatier, or something, like they really want to become something. You support them and you give them leadership goals for your slave. So if they want to become a chocolatier, that one of their goals might be for the week is to, okay, this week's goal is to learn how to temper chocolate. So you're focusing energy for them to achieve the things that they want to do. So that you're giving them what I like to call like leadership goals, even though they're the slave. They're not to just stay home for the rest of their lives. Well, some might, but if you're a human being, you probably have some sort of dreams or aspirations of things that you would like to do. So you want to become a chef. Okay, you want to become a chef, then you need to know how to try creme brulee. And then next week you're gonna make croquembouche. You're going to give them tasks that further the education of the thing that they want to do, the goal, their drive.
Right.
So I like that. You're giving your slave a chance to be a human being in their own right.
Yeah.
And be, a world famous chef or a world famous chocolatier. And I absolutely love that. And when we went and contracted into service, I had one very specific, I guess demand is kind of a strong word, request. I had one request. That if we did go into contracted as a service slave, that I would be allowed to be the alpha.
Right.
And what does that mean? That means that of all your other slaves that you have, that I am the president of the slaves, I guess you could say.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know,
Or
you're the king.
the union rep, but of
Yes.
course, in a TPE there is no union. But I get what you're saying. No, definitely, definitely. No, that's interesting that you bring that up about wanting to be the alpha. So there is another place for taking charge of things, taking care of things in a total power exchange to make the life of the dominant, of the master, easier, or
Yes.
whatever, or more whatever it is that the dominant is looking for. You can use the word easier, or you can use a word.
I like to say, I like to make you look good.
Yeah. For I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. I have a friend of a friend who is in a master-slave relationship with 12 women. I think there
Wait.
are, yes, 12. The number was 12. Hard to believe, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody's wet dream. But of course, it could also be a fucking nightmare because
I
they
just,
have.
yeah, the reality of it.
Whoa. Okay. However, I don't know this person Personally, very well. I've just, been around him, and we've spoken, but indirectly in classes and things along those lines. But I would guarantee that with four women living in the household 24/7, and another six, seven, eight, three, four, how whatever number. Okay, his quote unquote slaves, but they don't live there 24/7. I would guarantee that he has alphas, that he has women amongst the women who do a lot of the controlling and exercise a huge amount of the authority because they are the alphas, or there is an alpha. There's some sort of organization or whatever that gives everybody a certain amount of authority of some kind or other within the household. Even if it is that, Janice is in charge of everything having to do with the physical re regard of the house. Janice has everything to do with the physical regard. In other words, Janice is the one who is going to tell you when the floor has to be washed. Janice is the one who's going to tell you in the bathroom schedule that you need to do this, or you need to do that, and this week you have to wash the tub out, et cetera, et cetera. Janice is the one for the house. She's the one who will say you have to get more firewood, whatever the case may be. All right. Then somebody else, like Tony or somebody else, is in charge of anything having to do with nourishment within the house, keeps inventory of all the food and this and that and everything else. Then somebody else is in charge of everything having to do with the money. In words, it's almost like a corporation or a company.
Yep.
Okay, so if you're running a multi-person household like that, I mean, I can't believe that could really work unless, boy, oh boy, never mind being a good authority or being a master, but a master had better know how to be organized and be able to set expectations in terms of deliverables as well. So, management, a good master is going to have to be damn good, not just in time management, but in people management in general, if we're talking about multiples of people. And multiples of people can just be the fact that, say, for example, you're living with a 24/7 partner who is not involved in your kink, but you're living with that partner. You have a contract with that partner, that some sort of a contract, okay, practical contract. Perhaps you have a child, okay? So where does that fit in with yeah?
Being the alpha allows me a leadership role.
Right.
I am still submissive to the ma'am, to you,
Right.
mistress,
Right.
and I get a seat at the table. That was
Right.
one of my other requests, is that
Right.
traditionally the slave does not sit at the tea party with the they
Right.
stand at attention or stand nearby or are
Right.
in the kitchen. I said, as the alpha, I want a seat. I want a recognition, seat at the table.
Right.
And so there is a, is it still a total power exchange if I have a leadership role with the other submissives, the other slaves? We don't have a TPE ourselves. We just have a master, mistress and slave, service slave dynamic. But I think it's perfectly reasonable if you wanted to have a TPE and still have a leadership role, like you said, with the dominant with 12 women.
Right.
You gotta have leadership roles to corral. It's like corralling cats,
Right.
and time, like you said, the time management. And that goes again back to, do you have time for this relationship?
Right.
I can't see how this gentleman can divvy up his time 12 ways every week and still have time to work, family, religious obligations, things like that. It's mind-boggling. It's really what it is. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah. Well, essentially, the reality is that it leaves room for a huge number of fantasies. I
Yeah.
mean, huge amount of thinking and fantasizing, and the reality is definitely something very, very, very different, and I mean, look, it's not something that everybody should aspire to. That's for sure. I mean, I think there's a tremendous amount of responsibility involved. Again, responsibility, trust, huge, absolutely huge, because you've got to have some, if you're truly involved in a 24/7 or any kind of a TPE, you got to have the other person's best intentions at heart. In other words, it's like what Miss Wendy always says. It's about taking care of somebody's soul in addition to the physical aspects of making sure, the bathroom is clean and there's food on the table. All right. You're
Yeah.
taking care of what it means to fulfill somebody's emotional and psychological needs. That's what a true 24/7 TPE is. You now have that authority on somebody. I guess it'd probably be a really good idea to have somebody define, if somebody says to you, I want a TPE, define the word authority. What does the word authority mean to you?
Yep.
Right? And what does it mean if I lead? What does that mean to you? I lead and you follow. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, interesting.
It's yeah, absolutely. Essentially, to make a long story short, I want to quote something here from Miss Rosalie, who I've been following for a kind of, oh gosh, couple of years or so online. She's a really good writer. I think she is from England. I don't know her personally, although I might want to get in touch. But she says something about the total power exchange. She says it is about mutual fulfillment. That's what you've got to remember. It's a giant, soaring, concrete expanse of a foundation. The total power exchange is a lifestyle choice made by people who find themselves fulfilled through it. It's not about one person imposing their will on another. Rather, it's about people finding mutual fulfillment through an equitable division of responsibilities and obligations.
Fascinating.
And right, it's not something to aspire to. It's not the most intense or the hardest version of the DS dynamic. She says it's a specific form of relationship and it works only for the fraction of people who are wired to be fulfilled by it. And it is based on a live trust and continual mutual effort. So if you come
Interesting.
across somebody looking to jump into TPE right away, run away. They don't understand the weight of the responsibility on either side, frankly.
Which
So,
is exactly what I said at the beginning of this episode, and we're coming to the close, was you really have to want to do it. You really have to be invested in the relationship. Because if you're just going to blow it off, then don't bother. If you're not going to do what the dominant says, if you're not going to not wear underwear on Mondays, then what are you doing? You're like playing lip service at the end of the day. Oh yeah, I went around with no underwear. Meanwhile,
And then what ends up happening with all this kind of stuff is that it just becomes contrived and it is not real. And the daily
Lip
reality
service.
That's right. And the daily reality of 24/7 or TPE is that it has to be somebody who you care about. And it has to be somebody who
Deeply.
you're willing, that's right, deeply. And it has to be some about something about somebody that you really, really want to develop something with. Again, to meet those psychological and emotional needs, it's not. It's almost like maybe adoption, like adoption of a child or something like that, or you're adopting a person, okay? And now you are going to be responsible for that person's growth and that person's essentially fulfillment. So, and yours as well. Yours as well. So this is not something to jump into, that is for sure. I'd like to have somebody come on and talk with us. Maybe I can try to do that in an episode or two in the future, to talk to us about TPE, somebody who's actually in a TPE and can talk about it a little bit. I remember that one of the people that we did interview a while ago was in a TPE of some part point. But I think he would have said that it was a partial power exchange as opposed to a total power exchange by virtue of the fact that he was on the road a lot as for part of his
Oh,
journey.
yeah.
Yeah.
That would make it
And
difficult.
it would make it difficult. So this is a very interesting topic. It really is.
So
God, there's so
we
much. Go, I'm sorry, dear. Go ahead.
no, we are coming to the close.
Oh, okay. Is it over
Yes.
already? Have we been yapping here for over an hour already?
Yes.
We don't have any problem doing that, do we?
No, we're two old ladies from Jersey.
Talking about sex and sexual things. Yes, absolutely. So much
So,
sex talk going on, man. I just love it. I just love it. Listen, we're all about education and
yes.
information. So whatever sex talk we're doing is for the right reason, right?
So, you did mention a service submissive's heart or service slave's heart. That I think is going to be a future episode,
Okay.
because I think there's a lot I could say on that topic, being the service slave that I am.
Okay.
And I know a very good friend who's a boy of yours who also, first day I met him, I said he has a service heart. And you told me that was very astute of me to pick that up right away. So, I just want to make a few notes, notifications here. If you liked the topic, and you have any questions or you want to give us your experience with a TPE, or you want to just send us an email at tkw@twokinkywomen.com. That's the numeric two. That's tkw@twokinkywomen.com. I'm a little behind on the email, so please be patient. And
Okay, you can be patient, no problem.
I'd also like to apologize to our listeners. If you happen to hear the episode we did on mental health, you'll know that I had a mental health crisis last year. And so I have to apologize because the website's been a little behind in terms of our episodes. But please know that I am working on it. I will get the website up to date as soon as I can. So I just wanted to apologize to our listeners about the website being a little behind. If
You
you
know,
go,
I'll tell you. I'm sorry, dear. Go ahead. I interrupted you, so you keep going.
oh no, I just wanted to say you can go to the website where you can sign up for the email newsletter and get your free downloadable beginner's guide to kink, which has a ton. I think last time I checked, I had like 40 pages of
Yeah,
information.
fabulous. That's fabulous.
So you were
Well, what
saying?
I Yeah, I what I was saying is it's just been a very, very tough time for everybody. It's been a tough time for this country. It's been a tough time for the planet. We're speaking now, we're in January 2025, a new year, a new regime in Washington. the terrible, terrible fires out on California, the believable Arctic temperatures here in the Northeast. It's been very, very tough. And physically speaking, everybody's game is kind of like on the crummy side. Since actually it started before Christmas. So it's going to give in. It'll give up, give in or give up before too long, and we'll be back to our usual, I guess you could say high octane levels. Not that we're operating without any gas right now. We do have some, but it's been a tough time, and it's been a time when we're thinking about a lot of stuff, and we're thinking about ourselves, about our neighbors, about our country, about our world, and we're going to hang in there. We're hoping everybody else is just going to hang in there too, and do what you're good at. I will quote my guru, my political and history guru. Who is Heather Cox Richardson? The question is, what should we be doing? What should we be doing with ourselves? We're just like, we're going to hell in a handbasket. What should we be doing? And her thing is, whatever you're good at, do that, whatever that happens to be. And Midnight Lady and I are good at doing podcasts, so that's what we're doing. We're doing podcasts,
Yes,
and we're
and
going to continue doing podcasts.
yeah, and I'm really proud of myself that even through my mental health crisis, we still put out an episode every month.
Right, because that's who we are.
Yes,
We have an obligation and we're filling it.
we really are, like, we want to give back to the community that has welcomed
Right.
us over
That's right.
almost 30 years now, the
That's
community that has welcomed us.
right. Right.
And all the new people coming in,
Right.
and continue to, write those questions that I'm seeing on Reddit,
Right.
because I
Right.
do answer them,
Right.
a lot of those questions I see on Reddit. So
Right.
you can always put your question there, and you'll get
Right.
lots of answers. I don't know how good
And
some of
we've,
them will be, but.
right. Well, we've been a little remiss in our scheduling also, because we should be up and running with a couple of other things, and we've had a delay there. But this what do you want to hear about? Let us know. What do you want us to talk about? Let us know. Who do you want to talk to? Let us know. Who do you want to hear interviewed? Let us know. We're here for you. Thanks, everybody.
Yes,
We look forward to
and
everything in the future.
we are
Yes,
two kinky women,
we sure are.
and we want you to be kinky too.
We do. The more, the merrier. Everybody, take care. Be well. Have a good
And
one.
bye-bye.
Bye.
Ta-da.